Good morning, everyone. I wanted to talk to you about the upcoming election, and I wanted to share that I do think that if Jesus were here today, that he would desire us to vote, and I believe that he would desire us to vote for President Trump, and I'd like to explain to you why I believe that's the case. First of all, when God created it all, he said, "I've created you in my image and likeness, and I want you to be fruitful and multiply." And he said, "I've created you male and female," and he wanted us to become more like him. He wanted us to have families that would come to know him and follow him, that we would be more in God's image and likeness. Not that we're trying to be like God in the sense that of a prideful sense that we could actually be like him, but that, yes, now, especially today, through the power of his Holy Spirit, that we would live lives that would reflect that we do have a God, and his name is Jesus now, and he's been revealed to us, and we know what he desires and what his character was like, and he wants us to take on more of that in the world, and he wants people to know him and know that he died for them, that he died to save them, that he died to give them the Holy Spirit to forgive them and ultimately promise them eternal life. And this whole emphasis throughout the Bible is that I've created you to be like me, and I want you to be fruitful and multiply. So that's what we're here to do. That's why we live and move and have our being. If you're a Christian, we're here to represent Jesus, to reflect who he is, to help others come to know him, to receive his grace and forgiveness, and ultimately that we could better the world by people knowing and following Jesus and the Word of God and learning what it means to please God. So, you know, that's what we're here to do today. Now, when God originally set up his first form of government, when he brought Israel out of Egypt, he created what was called a theocracy at the time. They weren't going to have a king. They were just supposed to follow God and his word. And that season of history lasted for quite some time through the Mosaic period of his leadership and then Joshua's leadership. They did have a leader, but it wasn't a king. They were not a king, and they were supposed to honor God as the king and leader of their nation. And at that time, God also revealed his presence through the tabernacle and through a cloud that existed over the tabernacle, tent-like structure that was in the middle of Israel, so that everyone would camp around it and know that God was in their midst. But sadly, they did not follow God real well. They went through seasons where they'd be faithful, but they went through many seasons where they were not faithful. And eventually God relented, so to speak, and said, "All right, in order to survive amongst all the nations that are around you, you're begging for a king. I'm going to go ahead and allow you to have a king." But God's original design was that he would be our spiritual king and that we wouldn't have one. So then we ended up getting kings in a season of government where there was a king, and you could call it a monarchy, where God raised up through the Davidic line kings who led Israel. And there were some good kings, but many bad kings. And unfortunately, that type of government didn't work real well either. And under bad kings, especially, Israel would fall under, you know, wickedness, and they would worship the gods that are around them. And so that was the kind of government that they had then. Now, all the way into Jesus' day, you know, Israel at that time had lost a country. They didn't even have a country anymore. And in Jesus' day, there was the Roman Empire was in charge. And it was a form of a monarchy, meaning a family line of people that would be in charge. However, there was a republic nature to it. They did have a Senate, but yet it was still largely one person ruling the area, and then they would set up governors in other areas to lead under their rule. But the important thing to know is that in Jesus' day, it wasn't America. You didn't vote. You know, you didn't have a new president every 4 or 8 years. You didn't elect senators. You didn't elect congressmen. So, you know, a lot of people will look at the Bible and say, well, you know, Jesus never talked about politics, which isn't true, by the way, but he didn't talk about election, which that would be true. He didn't talk about electing politicians. Well, that wasn't a thing. I mean, it didn't even happen in the Roman Empire. You couldn't elect in people you wanted. It was a monarchy, a style of monarchy anyways. And they dictated who was leading, not the people. It wasn't a we the people type government. But ultimately, what does Jesus want? Jesus wants people to know him, know his gospel. He wants people to follow him. And you know what? He's got a better life for all of us, by the way. It's such a blessing to follow Jesus than to follow the ways of the world. That's been tried. You know, there was a season in history I've been teaching on now in the book of Judges. I teach a daily podcast called Revering the Word. And we're in the book of Judges. And that era of the Judges was an era where people did what was right in their own eyes. And it just led to evil when people just choose what's right in their own eyes. So Jesus wants us to follow him and his word. And now we have a New Testament word to follow. And we have his Holy Spirit that lives inside of those who believe. But God is still after what he originally began, is that he wants us to embrace a greater reflection of his image and likeness and be fruitful and multiply by helping people in this world come to know him and follow him. All right, so with that as a backdrop, Jesus did not talk about elections because there were none. But now we live in a completely different governmental system today where we the people choose our government. And I really believe that if Jesus is walking the earth today, he would say, well, yeah, if you have a right to choose, if you have a vote, vote for someone that is going to more closely reflect, or vote for a party that's more going to closely reflect my ways and what I believe, and also a freedom to be Christian and to proclaim the Bible, because that's going to be important for accomplishing the aim that I have you here for, to be a greater reflection of my image and likeness and to be fruitful and multiply. That's still what we're here to do, to make disciples of all nations, make followers, make pupils, students that learn about Jesus. So now in today's day and age, you know, in America right now, it's essentially a two-party system. You'll see a lot of other people that are, you know, you can vote for when you go to vote. I've already voted. But ultimately, there's going to be one of two people elected. It's either going to be President Trump or, you know, former President Trump or Vice President Harris. That's it. We know that. I mean, none of the other candidates are serious candidates. So it comes down to a choice between the two. And because it is we the people, and because we do have a choice, we do have a vote, and because Jesus, again, didn't have that opportunity, but now we do, I think he would say, well, vote for a party that is going to more closely align with my teachings. Now, I will for sure witness and say to you that I'm not particularly proud of, you know, either party. I mean, as far as standing up for the things of Christ, I think we're quite a ways from it in totality. But it is very evident and clear to me that the Republican Party is much more in alignment with the Bible than the Democratic Party. Frankly, most of the Democrats I know, they're either higher power believers or just complete atheists, but they're not followers of Jesus Christ. I mean, I think it really said it all now listen, I know there are some Democrats that do, so I don't want to say that there are none, but I'm just telling you, I don't know solid, born-again, Christian, biblical-believing believers. I meet a lot of Democrats that just don't want to follow God and are actually anti-Christian. They're actually anti-Bible. I mean, one of the people that, you know, I'm friends with, I think I got a post from them. I hate fundamental Christians. And I think that's really largely where the Democratic Party is. I think Harris, you know, she said it well. When someone said something at one of her rallies about Jesus, or the Bible, I can't remember exactly what it was, but she said, aren't you at the wrong rally? And I think she's probably wanting to cover her tracks on that, but that's the true heart of it. I really think the Democratic Party has left Christianity and has left following biblical values. Listen, the Bible is clear. He created man and woman, and we are supposed to come together to be fruitful and multiply. Two females can't do that. Two men can't do that. God did not make men for men sexually or women for women sexually. You're also the gender that you were given at birth. I really think, honestly, I want to say it compassionately, but I think it's crazy. It's actually ridiculous how we are promoting transgenderism, how we are promoting something as sinful as homosexuality. It is clearly an abomination to the Lord. And now we have holidays to celebrate it, and we're promoting it to children. And I really think it's quite an evil thing that we're doing such a thing regarding that. Clearly, the Republicans are more in alignment with this than the Democrats. Now, am I here to say I'm proud of that the Republicans are fully on board with Christian values? I think partly they've had to compromise because they're trying to win an election. But it's no question that they're more conservative when it comes to the sexual sin stuff that I've been talking about lately. Also, when it comes to abortion, it's very clear that God knew us in the womb. He knows us in the womb. It's all throughout the Bible. In fact, you know what? In the Bible, when Mary had her child by the Holy Spirit inside of her womb being developed, and she went and visited Elizabeth, the baby leaped in her womb. Elizabeth's baby in her womb could sense that she was in the presence of Jesus, who was in Mary's womb, and the baby leaped in her womb. God knows us in the womb. And I think that the Republicans, although again, in some cases they've compromised, but they are largely more pro-life than the Democrats. Also, individually, Trump is much more supportive of the freedom of speech. He's much more supportive of Christians having the right to proclaim Christianity in the public square, whereas the Democrats, I believe, are wanting to hinder that freedom today, and they're largely set up opposed to Christians who want to be free to share about Jesus Christ. So here's the thing: I just think, in the end, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear that the Republican Party and President Trump are more in alignment with supporting Christian values than the Democrats are. Is it perfect? It's not. No, and no stretch is it at all. However, it's much more, and that's the choice we have. So we have a choice between one of two people is going to get elected. It's going to be Trump or Harris. I think the party of Trump personally and the party of the Republicans supports Christian values regarding the gender confusion today, regarding abortion and just free speech issues, which are really important to Christianity. I think Trump and the Republicans more clearly support that, and Harris and the Democrats don't. And as a result of that, because we live in a day where it's we the people and voting is important, I think Jesus would say, hey, listen, if you've got a choice, this is your choice. It's the choice between these two. Choose the one that's going to more closely align with my principles and priorities. So, you know, if anyone says that we're supposed to stay out of politics, what are we supposed to do? Let our world just become more corrupt, wicked, and anti-God? I think that Jesus wants to win the whole world. And in order to win the world, we need to be involved in the public square and care about decisions making politically. Because here's the thing, not everyone's guided by the Bible. Some people are guided by the government, and meaning if the public people or the government say something is good and right, they tend to think it's good and right. That's not what I go by. I go by the Bible. But if we can have the government come more in alignment with the Bible, it will help some people, and Lord willing, one day they will turn to the Bible. But when we are promoting and endorsing and legalizing things that God is not endorsing, legalizing, or supporting in his person by the knowledge of his word, then I think we're leading more and more people away from God and astray. So to me, the vote is very clear. I've already voted. I'm sticking with the Republican Party, and I'm voting for Trump because I believe he's more closely aligned, him and his party, with the Christian values that are important to me. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.